Emeritus Parson. Parson? Parson? Pastor. Emeritus Pastor. Yes. Either way, it sounds funny, doesn't it?
It is. It's weird.
I want you to be a parson now. Could you become a parson?
Yes, you can. Everyone's calling me grandfather.
Yeah.
And that'll do the job, okay. Really.
Grandfather Pastor Graham Long from the Wayside Chapel is joining us for a quick catch-up ahead of some talks that we're doing at the Darlinghurst Theatre. This is tonight and the next two Mondays with some really great people. And we're trying to pick up on the kind of conversations that Graham and I had when Graham was pastor of the Wayside Chapel. He would come in, he would offer wisdom. I would be a little bit, emotionally moved by that or, struck by what he was saying. And so I thought, let's continue these conversations tonight. But just before we get to the details of that, hello, Graham.
Hi. How are you?
Lovely to see you. What was your grammar pet peeve? You started to say something about marriage, for example.
It's not incorrect use of language, but where we turn into nouns things which are verbs. For instance, marriage.
Right.
Marriage isn't something you can have. It must be something that you do.
We have a great marriage.
You really don't. It's something that you must be working on.
You marry.
So it's something that you're doing. Love's the same. Love is something that you do.
Right.
And we use it as a noun all the time.
Right.
It's not incorrect.
There's a great love between me and my wife, between me and my dog.
Yes, as long as we understand that what you're naming is an activity, not a thing.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah. So it's not so much you're now sort of disputing definition and use, perhaps.
Correct.
So let's come back to marriage. Do you think it puts us in a slightly false notion about marriage?
Oh God, yeah, yeah. Every time I have a young groom and bride put a ring on each other and they say, "Now I've got you," I say, "Well, this marks the end. This isn't the beginning." If you think you've got them.
Oh, right, right. And if you say, "Oh no, we've got a great marriage," you're saying that's static.
That's the danger that the language will create the reality that you'll assure yourself that you have it, but you don't have it unless you're working on it.
Right. Is it almost a possessive sort of verb there to have creates
yes.
a bit of that, but it's also you're just saying marriage is something is a state you're constantly in.
Correct. It's an activity.
Right.
So people say, "Do you have faith?" Well, I think, well, not really.
Ah.
Faith is an activity in which I'm involved.
Right.
And
right.
Probably not so much today.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, so things like that where, you don't faith though, do you? It's not a verb. You don't, what's the verb to faith, to believe?
Believe is another interesting word,
yeah,
actually.
Right. Yeah.
It's a verb that we've, over time, the use of that word has become to do with intellectual cognition. What propositions do you have in your head?
Right.
But the ancient use of that word means almost gamble. I believe I can fly, or I'm going to jump off this roof.
Oh.
Believe is, I always say salvation comes through the feet, not through the head.
Right.
So it's about what you do. What you believe is really what you do.
Right.
And your cognitive propositions can be completely disconnected from what you do.
So faith and belief should be active, and are you similarly wary of statements where my faith says this or my faith
carries me through, or my
faith tells me?
Yeah, yeah. I think in lots of ways we are impatient and dissatisfied with the rhythms of actual life, and so we think, we're impatient to nail it and possess it and create a security that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And the truth is faith is this massive adventure where you go up and you go down and you go up.
Yeah.
And it's an activity about which all you know is your part.
Yeah. It's interesting. I was just saying exactly the same thing about language and English in particular. The most beautiful thing about English is how unfixed it is.
Yeah, agree.
And that's the least thing we celebrate about it. Everyone that says they love it wants to fix it,
yeah.
Wants to put it, glue it down in place. Now, you're saying the same thing about, let's say, faith.
Yeah.
That faith is going to be something that is going to change.
Yeah.
The expression of it should change.
Yeah.
There must be something fundamental at the core of it, but I suppose we're saying that about English as well. We may not even be able to define what's fundamental at the core of it, but we know there is something.
Correct. People say to me every day, you know, I'm not a person of faith. I haven't got faith. And if we have time for this conversation to run, we find we're exactly on the same page.
Right.
You know, I haven't got certainty about those things for which certainty is not available.
Right.
Okay. I'm with you.
Mm.
You know, it's... Let's talk about our activity of how do we think beyond? How do we do that?
Mm. But is that different? Because I will say to you, I don't have faith and I don't necessarily understand it. So therefore, but I would imagine that you're exploring the uncertainty with Christ, with a notion of an afterlife with God, and I'm not.
I think we probably ask the same questions.
We might ask the same questions, you know, but we're going to...
What's a human being worth?
Yeah.
Well, science has got nothing to say about that.
Hmm.
So however we answer that question will be with a religious answer of some sort.
Hmm.
Now, you know, I find my faith... I just contradict myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I find that which has come to me through this activity of faith... are helpful, but I don't think it's a rabbit's foot, and I don't think it's a neat, tidy set of propositions that I can go and tell to you, here's what you must know, here's what you must do. No, there's no such thing. It's like when you fall in love. There's no formula that leads you to love. Love's always a shock.
Mm.
And when you fall out of love, there's no specific set of knowledge that you've gained to say, well, here's what you've got to do.
Mm.
So, you know...
in fact, we usually go and do the same thing again.
Yeah. So much damage in this world is caused by people who think they've got a God franchise. And they just think this God thing can be packaged and sold, really. Mm. It's so wrong.
Mm. As you can see, Graham may have retired, but he hasn't stopped thinking, which is very, very good. Has it been good? You've had, what, 6 months now?
Yeah, yeah. It's been good. I've had to re-own myself in a way... I have a lot less responsibility than I had, but thankfully I'm just about as busy as I was.
Right.
And I'm not destined for a rocking chair. I think actually retirement is a very bad idea.
Yeah, yeah. And it's probably the wrong... You're no longer occupying that position.
Correct.
Rather than a retirement.
I'm doing lots and lots of things like conversations with James Valentine and, you know, teaching philosophy classes and having fun.
Yeah, excellent. Well... what I thought we would do, I mean, part like my memory of this is that I was at your many farewells, really, and I just thought, now I will not see Graham again unless I do something, unless I organise something, because I'm not a good friend in that regard. Unless we have a regular thing that we're going to do together, you'll vanish off and I'll never do anything. So I went, why don't we do some talks and let's do them in public and they can be a fundraiser for the Wayside and that'll give me an excuse to catch up and we can do what we just did then. And so this is a totally selfish thing from my point of view. I'm going to be having a lesson in spirituality and faith and philosophy from Graham Long for the next 3 weeks. Now you can come along as well. So it's Monday night, Darlinghurst Theatre, which is in Burton Street in Darlinghurst, 7 o'clock. We kick off, and each week we're having a guest. Tonight we've got Masheed Ansari, Dr. Masheed Ansari. She's a lecturer in Islamic Studies, a research fellow at the Center for Islamic Studies and Civilization. One of her current specialties is mercy and compassion in the Islamic faith. So this is a terrific person. I've talked to her a little bit. She's a terrific person.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be a really interesting conversation looking at, and we're just doing compassion, you know. Yeah. So compassion from all its... points of view, compassion for yourself, compassion for everyone, compassion for the people that have done us wrong. You know, how do we explore all of this? So that's what's happening tonight, and that's from 7 o'clock. You can still get a ticket or two. And then next week is Rachel Conn from ABC. I don't know what it's called now.
Spirit of Things. Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful program, The Spirit of Things, that she retired from not that long ago, and Geraldine Doogue the week after that. So that's our first three, and, you know, hopefully they'll go well, and we might look at doing some others later on. So if you want to come along, get onto the Darlinghurst Theatre website, and we'd love to see you there. You're going to have a little nap now, will you?
It's going to be quite busy between here and 7 o'clock.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'll look forward to seeing you then.
Thank you.
And thanks so much for dropping by, and we'll see you tonight.
Thanks,
that's Graham Long, now the grandfather pastor of the Wayside Chapel. And get onto the Darlinghurst Theatre website for those details.